Triple M's Dead Set Legends. Find them smiling every Saturday morning from 9 for CMI Toyota, who love to see you CMI-ling at one of their three big locations. 104.7 Triple M.
Yes, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Saturday edition of Dead Set Legends on once again. And I know I say it every Saturday morning. What a cracking day it is outside, a top of 33 degrees. We're back to summer. And talking about cracking things, fair dinkum, where do we start? World of Sport is like a big oyster this morning. It's just opened up beautifully. And we're going to cover every part that breathes and talks sport. 133353 is our number. As I welcome my co-panelist this morning, a man who's got square eyes. He's got 7 televisions in one of his room, watching all the sport, Andrew Newton-Jum. Good morning, Giles.
G'day, Kate. Good to see you. Hello, Adelaide. And can't wait to get through the next 2.5 hours because there's so much to talk about. Oh, there's so much to get through.
A plethora.
But I'm very excited because we've got royalty in the studio
because one
of our boys, young Greg Blewett, has had some time off. Junket. With his cronies.
Oh,
but we went to the next best thing, if not the best thing.
Yes, and talking Commonwealth Games, who's featured in umpteen Commonwealth Games,
Rorty.
The one and only Phil Smythe, the General. Yeah. Smythe, welcome to the show.
Well, good on your family, good on your boys. Thanks for having me here. And I think you need to be honest straight up with the family. If we're going to run this, we've got to be honest. Right. Bluey is suspended for a week. Don't try and tone it for being a cricketer. They've suspended all the other cricketers, and he reckons he was one of them. Yeah, he gets a game.
Yeah.
He gets a game for knowing a couple
good
of blokes out for
good
a week.
Start, Phil.
Done.
Yeah,
I don't know about this sandpaper on KG's seat.
Thank you.
And I have no idea why Jars I have to wear this blindfold either, mate. So I don't know what the hell's going on this show.
We've got a big program. We really have.
Have we?
Yeah, we're going to talk Adelaide United. Big game tomorrow at Sydney FC.
Who are we chatting to, Tiger?
Pardon?
Who are we going to chat to from Adelaide United?
Oh, you called me Tiger. Johan Absalom. See, you're trying to set me out.
No,
because I have trouble pronouncing his
Absalonson.
Surname.
Absalonson. He's the key striker. He's a superstar.
We'll talk footy to David King.
Yes.
And we'll also talk footy with Marty Matter. So, look, it's a big show. You want to be a part of it, jump on the phone, get involved, have a beautiful morning talking sport. I tell you what.
What's up, buddy?
Isn't it great to be alive?
It is.
Absolutely, Kate.
It is. 100%. Look where we live. We live in the best place on earth.
Oh, wherever you look.
Oh, no,
there.
George.
Did you walk
Adelaide. Did you walk with the dolphins this morning?
I did. I did a bit of a dance with them, actually.
Walked with the dolphins.
Well, he walks alongside
he can't
them.
Walk
one,
on water,
two, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. Let's rock. Let's rock and roll, folks.
Dead Set Legends for CMI Toyota, Triple M. 104.7 Triple M. It is Dead Set Legends back where it belongs. 9 a.m. Saturday morning for CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer.
Just briefly touched on it yesterday on the Rush Hour with Louis that there is some talk coming out of Melbourne, chaps, that that the non-Victorian clubs are in favour of a 3 AFL grand final series.
Three.
Non-Victorian officials. There's been a bit of a push by one or two very, very powerful men that maybe we need a 3 AFL grand final series.
So why are they pushing for it?
I beg your pardon?
Why are they pushing for it?
Well, have a think about it. Have a good think about what's happened the last 5, 6
years. I have.
On grand final day at the MCG.
Yes.
Right, Richmond basically played on their home ground.
Correct.
And now that's a disadvantage to any other side, interstate side. Would that be fair?
Absolutely.
Uncle Phil?
Absolutely right.
So I'm warming to the idea that maybe in the future we could look at something, that type of concept, reduce the competition to 18 rounds, reduce the quarters down to 15 flat.
What?
Because the boys are it's too long. The game's so demanding physically and mentally.
So you'd play three AFL grand finals.
Absolutely.
Reduce the quarters to what, 18 minutes?
During the home and away to get them ready and freshen them up and maybe reduce it to an 18-team comp because we're seeing some rubbish football. 3 rounds in and we're seeing some garbage, haven't we?
We have.
Some
quality
football's just dropped.
Yes, it has.
You know, so I'm warming to the idea. I'm not saying I'll sign off on it, but I think there may be some merit in it.
I don't think,
I might get slapped around.
Well,
I
you probably
care.
Will. And
why not?
I might just be the person that slaps you too,
Mr. Boring. Well, why not? Just keep doing the same thing
year in, year out. Not at all. I don't think our game being so physical can cater for 3 AFL grand finals. Injuries, this and that. I don't think it can cater for that. It's just not the game for it. 3 AFL grand finals. And it takes away the last day in September feeling where you've played all year for this one big game of the year. And I understand where you're coming from. The Victorians have dominated it, but that's understandable because there are nine Victorian sides in the bloody competition, so they got to dominate.
So, Phil, who's won the last five?
Oh, no, let me give you a stat. I'll give you a stat here.
You're
seven
good with
of
stats.
The past 11 AFL grand finals at the MCG have featured interstate clubs, but Victorian-based teams have dominated the premiership timeline. They've won 10. Victorian teams have won 10
of the 11
of the past 11.
Yep.
So what it says is there's a massive advantage
home ground
playing at the MCG. Mm. So what Jars is suggesting, let's even the playing field here. So let's say Adelaide are playing Richmond.
Yep.
First game, Adelaide finished first at the end of the minor round. First game's in Adelaide.
Yep.
Second game.
Yep.
Has got to be played back at the MCG. Then the third game's got to be played back in Adelaide.
Well, a more simpler idea would be to rotate where the grand final is played. I don't reckon our game, as physical as it is, can cater
but
for
But the
three...
MCG have a 100-year contract on the grand final. That's the first issue.
Let's change it. Whatever. Let's change it. Because...
Oh, hang on. You just had a crack at me for coming up with some sort of idea, which I think is not a bad idea. You reckon we're mad?
No, I'm saying...
Now you want to go, let's just change the grand final to another venue.
Well, that's a simple... If it's been dominated, as it is by the Victorian clubs... Play it somewhere else. Play it at Adelaide. Play it at Perth. Wherever.
So, what's the other big complaint that we hear every time the grand final comes around? The fans that have been loyal all year.
They don't get a
ticket.
It's correct. It's a corporate grand final.
Exactly right. So it doesn't matter where it is because it's corporate and TV that are paying.
Dominator.
That's where all the money's. Let's talk about the NFL. If you talk about the Super Bowl, they don't need a big crowd, mate. It's all made on the corporates and TV.
Yeah,
so eventually that's where it's going.
Yep.
So I'm saying that let's re-embrace so the fans get a chance. Mm. Wouldn't you love to see 40,000 Adelaide fans at the game get a chance to watch Adelaide play in the grand final?
Oh, I'd love it.
Oh, here you go. There's 5,000 tickets to go to the MCG.
I'd love it.
And, you know, so I think it opens up the door. Your point is valid in that the players physically it's demanding.
Oh,
but they played the whole season. Let's get up and get going. I'm not playing five or seven, three with a 7-day break. Now, seven's time to recover, isn't it?
Oh, well, I agree with you because they've got all this science behind them now. You know, they can prepare a player as good as any.
Do you agree with that? Three AFL grand finals. Is that the way of the future? Is that the way we should go?
It's a report coming out from the non-Victorian hierarchy.
Yep.
There's a couple of those interstate clubs that are saying enough's enough.
Oh, I agree.
Because it is. Victorian have a massive advantage.
They do.
Those Victorian
no
sides
question.
On grand final day.
Yep, no question. All right, give us a call, folks. Would you like to see three AFL grand finals?
Time for a change.
Is it time for change? As Jars said, 133353 is our number. Three AFL grand finals. Give us your thoughts.
You can also vote on Twitter at the moment at Triple M Adelaide, and it is split down the middle, 50-50 at this point in time. 133353.
Yeah, lovely people, CMI Toyota. They're the people to see if you want a new or a used car. CMI Toyota. Folks, our topic this morning is there's a high-powered official from a non-Victorian club and other non-Victorian people pushing for the best of three grand finals. We're sick to death. Well, they're sick to death of Victorian clubs having the final played at the MCG, and it's too biased towards the Victorian clubs. Do you agree or disagree? Would you like to see three AFL grand finals?
Chris from Birkenhead. G'day, Chris. Thanks for holding on, mate.
That's all right. Good morning, fellas. How are you?
Good, Chris.
It's a beautiful morning. I've lost 90 kilos in the last 11 months, and it's a wonderful day for
Brilliant,
sport.
Mate. Well played.
Thank you. Just wanted to say I don't agree with the three finals. I think it's just a bit ridiculous. I think it takes away from the grand stage of the grand final. I think what we need to do is focus through the season on increasing rotation and making sure the damn umpires are making the right calls every week, because some of these players I'm finding at the moment, they're too... We've got a crappy-looking game at the moment because the players are too afraid to get in and hit another player or tackle them because they're afraid that they're going to hand the ball over and the momentum's going to stop. And we need to make sure the umpires are officiating the game properly.
So, Chris, you're not in favour of a three AFL grand final?
Not at all. I think it's ridiculous. It's that one event where we I like the idea we had where we have the break between the final... the final game and then the grand final. I like the week off where they can condition the players ready for the grand final. But a best of three just seems to take it away. I don't like the idea at all.
Okay, good on you, Chris.
Luke of Hillbank. G'day, Luke.
Are you there, Luke?
Hello.
Yes,
yeah,
Luke.
Here.
Yeah, what's your take on that?
Yeah, well, I was talking to a few mates from work only last week, and I think it's a great idea. I think it's got some movement, I reckon. I think people, the AFL will like it because it's going to generate more money. And I believe that, you know, I'm an Adelaide Crows supporter, and I went over to the MCG, and I think, you know, we deserved a home game as well.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So if we had the first one, like you said before, just before the break, you said that we'd get the first one, then Richmond would then get the second game. And then I think you could even go, okay, let's play it in WA, the third one, as a decider, so you can see who the best team is.
Okay, you like it, okay. Mixed review this morning on this.
Jason of Morfitt Vale. G'day, Jace.
Yeah, guys, I mean, come on, let's think about this. The big dance in September, October, there's one event, one football game, you're hanging on the line. Jars, you played the game, right?
Yeah.
You know, you lead up. If you start introducing three games,
yep,
there'll be, you know, tactics and, you know, that last caller said, let's play one in Adelaide, one in Richmond and one in WA. Come on. What about the MCG? It's the big stage. It's like Wimbledon,
yep,
right? You know, it's a pilgrimage to the grand final. And if we've only got 5,000 spectators, when we win the flag this year, the Crows are going to be that loud, that 5,000. They aren't going to know what hit them. So, you know what? Leave the three games for the NBL, right? They sell more TV rights. They make a stack of money. Let's just play our game as we do it and not mess down with it. Let's just win it on game day.
Yeah, good point,
well
Jason.
Done, Jace.
I'm in your team.
Prize, Jace.
Yeah, no, mate, we're going to send you along to Crows v Collingwood Friday night, April 13. Book a ticket tech, 7:20 p.m. Congratulations, Jace.
On Jace.
See you, champ. Got to keep moving. Jared of Clare Valley. G'day, Jared.
How you doing, man?
Mate, good, do you like it or don't like the idea?
No, not a massive fan, mate. An alternative idea might be, say, the Crows play whoever, a Victorian club or even Brisbane or whoever plays in the grand final this year. Because the MCG is so big, have the boundaries conformed to Adelaide Oval or to the Gabba, or so you don't have the actual physical advantage of playing on a massive oval.
I'm with you, my friend.
Yeah, and the physical side of it worries me a bit too.
Because a lot of these clubs now that are building brand new stadiums and training facilities, yep, Uncle Phil, are now dead oval dimensions. Their training ovals are now the dimensions of MCG,
yep,
and their home ground.
Yep, yeah. I was very fortunate when Walshy was with Perth and they were talking about building the new stadium over there and had some time with him and Johnny Worsfold. They talked about having the stadium being able to bring it in and bring it out depending on who they are playing.
Wow.
So they've already catered for all that stuff.
Yeah.
But when we talk about 1%, as we're talking about edges,
yeah,
surely the edge is to play at home.
Correct, wait.
So the edge, the statistics say, 10 of the last 11 been won by Victorian teams at the MCG.
Good on you, mate. Savo of Windsor Gardens. G'day, mate.
G'day, Jars. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good,
how are all the other boys today?
Yeah, good,
all
good, Savo. Yep.
I have to disagree with the three-game system. You'd need a rotation amount of players up to about 100 to get through that because coaches would be trying to target and take out players in the first round. You'd have second and third round games where you'd be using your reserves teams to try and fill the sides. So I think you'd even go the way of the NFL in America where you'd have opposition teams would come on like the kicking team and your defensive teams.
Yeah, good point, Sava. Okay, look, the topic this morning is there's been a strong push, evidently, from non-Victorian clubs to have three AFL grand finals. Do you like it or don't you like it?
Devon of Two Wheels. G'day, mate.
G'day, how you going?
Good, Devon.
So I don't think it's going to work at all. And it doesn't really matter in the end because you look at 2001, 2006 when the Brisbane won three-peat, Port won, West Coast won, Sydney won. There was no Victorian teams in there except for Collingwood in 2003, of course. But other than that, it comes in waves. So
yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? That is a damning stat. 10 of the last 11 have been won by Victorian clubs. And it is you've got to be honest. Playing it at the MCG does favour the Victorian clubs.
Good on you, mate. Alex of Westbourne Park. G'day, champ.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Good, Alex.
No, I don't agree with it. And if they're going to do that, why don't they go like the English Premier League, whereas they play everybody twice, and whoever wins at the end of the home and away season is the Premier.
Oh, yeah, I don't like that. It's just.
But the reason for that is then everybody plays each other twice saying no, and go that way.
Yeah.
Rather than
just takes a bit away from the hype and the drama of an AFL grand final, I think.
Well, it's
interesting.
Caused some conversations around the place. But look, this is coming from non-Victorian officials.
That's a strong push. What's your take on it?
No, you just got to leave the one. You just have the one.
You don't want three?
No.
Can I ask you this then? So
you only need the one.
If we're listening and we're going with the listeners right now, six for no, one for yes.
Mm.
You go, okay, let me ask you this then. What about the team that finishes top at the end of the year?
Right.
They have the grand final at their home.
See, I don't mind that.
So listen, we've got to
try and sort out the MCG contract.
Get out of that. I mean, we've said it's all about the corporates and TV. Mm. So when's it become about the fans?
Mm. Yeah, interesting.
Well, that's a good incentive for the club, isn't it?
Absolutely, because then there's no more tanking. Yeah. You finish top, you get the home grand final.
1-333-533 is our number.
For CMI Toyota, yeah. Triple M's Dead Set Legends for CMI Toyota with KG Jars. And Phil Smythe filling in for Greg Blewett this morning.
All right, boys, let's talk LA United. They've got a massive game against Sydney FC. These two could play in the playoffs,
I reckon. Well, there's no doubt that Jars in a bit of feeling because there's talk about Sydney FC chasing our coach and so forth. So it's all on.
Well, our classy striker, Johan Absalonsson, joins us on the Dead Set Legends. Good morning, Johan. Thanks for your time, mate.
Good morning, guys. Nice to be here again.
And Johan, what a big game. Well, every game is a big game so far as Adelaide United is concerned. But playing the top side, win that one, and we come closer to winning a place in the top four. So huge game tomorrow.
Definitely. Huge game. Definitely. We will, of course, go for the win. We would love to get another quarterfinal at home. So, yep. We need a win tomorrow, and we need to go for it, despite that, of course, they are one of the best team in the league.
We've found some form too, which is good. We're scoring goals.
We're fine in the back of the net for a change.
I just said
that. And this man's leading the charge.
That's what I just said. So we're meeting City at a critical time for the boys. Good time.
It's perfect time. It is. We are finding our shape now and our form. And I think that, not to talk Sydney down, but they already qualified for the finals. Yep. And maybe, hopefully, they got their minds in the Champions League. So hopefully we can benefit from that tomorrow. I hope so.
Hey, Johan, you talk about you're finding your shape and your form. You know, new coach comes in, new players come in. How long does it take for that all to gel?
I think it actually clicked from pretty much day one. But we've been so unlucky this year with a lot of injuries. Yep. And really struggling to play the same team week after week. If you see Sydney, for example, they're playing the same team every week almost. I think we played with 25 players this season. So it has been our major issue, the injuries this season. But now almost everybody is fit, and we're finding our shape just at the perfect time of the season.
And Johan, what about the fact that Sydney had a game during the week in the Champions League, so that could tell against them, that could work in our favour?
Yeah, hopefully. We definitely have to work for that to happen, because they need to feel that this will be a really hard game for them.
Yep.
And then hopefully they will feel some tiredness from the Champions League game. That's our main, to let them feel tired and to feel that they will get under pressure from us tomorrow. Yeah, definitely.
Hey, Johan, you know when you're working with the players, mate, you start to develop an understanding about where to go. I'm jumping into the seat here for Bluey, who's taken the weekend off. And I have never seen so much finger-pointing going on in a room in my whole life. As to who's going to ask the next frigging question, mate? What happens
We're
out there?
We're a team. We're a team.
Yeah, good team. You do it. Hey, how does it work for you guys on the pitch?
Yeah, it's pretty much coming by itself. It's nothing we think about. We've been so lucky now for the last 3 or 4 games we played with almost the same team.
Yep.
and now we're starting to get really to know each other and really to feel each other games and work together. So that's those 3-4 games, last games, where we played really good, we played almost with the same team, and that's
beautiful.
Now, mate,
that's so important.
Yeah. Now, mate, are you close to re-signing with Adelaide United? Because KG and I have offered our services as house cleaners, babysitters,
whatever you want,
drivers.
Yeah, but I'm still waiting for you to answer my offer for babysitting.
Johan, when are you going to make a call on it? Yeah, we're desperate.
Come on,
to
mate,
keep
we
you.
Can't lose you.
You can't lose you.
Nah. It will be announced sometime, but I don't think it will be this morning in the radio. I'm sorry.
Well, the offer still stands. I'll come in and vacuum the jars, can look after your kids, whatever. Whatever you want.
Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
And Phil, what are you going
to
do?
Wait, well, seriously, I'm listening to the YouTube breaks. So I'm thinking, Johan's a professional soccer player. Yeah. That normally means you pay the bloke some money. Well, YouTube blokes haven't reached into your pocket at all. Oh, we'll do a bit of babysitting, mate. We'll walk the dog for you.
Well, you can
give him some love. Give him some money. Reach in and say,
here's
10 grand a week to stay, mate.
We're desperate to keep him.
Well, it doesn't sound too desperate. Does it sound desperate to you, Johan?
Yeah, just a little. Oh. But I'm happy.
Hey, mate, good luck tomorrow. 6:30 kickoff. Looking forward to a wonderful game. Allianz Stadium. So Sydney FC take on Adelaide United. All the best, mate. Keep up that good form.
Good on you, Johan.
Thanks, guys.
I tell you what, we'll win tomorrow.
Johan Absalonsson there, one of the best strikers we've ever picked
without a shadow of a doubt. Now, look, how would it be if we lose him
and
we lose our coach?
We're not going to lose Marco.
Well, a big offer from Sydney
FC. Don't scare the United fans.
Mate, can we just go one game at a time and win the game on Sunday and get in the finals?
I don't give a stuff. We're going to keep them both.
Hey, I tell you what, though, KG, I'm listening to Johan. He's talking about the shape and how it's developed for them.
What are we talking about?
The bloke on the left got a fair shape.
Fair
How long does it take to get in that kind of shape?
As I said, Smitty, he's got square eyes. We'll never learn him.
What's up next, George?
Oh, I've got a good show, Jarge. Don't you dare leave him. Plenty of excitement coming your way,
folks.
Let's
talk about sandpaper.
What?
Triple M's Dead Set Legends for CMY Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer. We've blown a lot of budget for the intro on this.
At home with the legends.
One of our very popular segments here on the Dead Set Legends. Before you start telling your story, you look a bit tired.
I'm not tired. I'm fantastic.
Did you get on the wines last night?
No, I did not.
You sure?
Positive.
Okay.
I'm confused. Phil? Are we interviewing the legends? Who are we interviewing? Well,
what are we doing here?
Right.
Who's
talk
the legends?
I just wanted to clarify
Legends? I want to clarify who the legends
you
are.
You two are.
Oh.
Both.
Ripper.
Phil Smythe and KG.
He's here. Right.
KG, what's happened at home with the granddaughters? What's happened?
Well, yeah, young Dakota, she's only 12, was a sports day at Henley South Primary School yesterday, and she's been saying to me all week she's the team captain of the Seagulls. Pop, I don't want you to come to the sports day. I'm too nervous. I said, Coda, I'm your pop. I got to come. Mm. No, Pop, no. I don't want you at the school.
Was it an aggressive no-no?
Well, it was very aggressive, just like a mum.
Just like a mum.
So I thought, I'll play it smart here. So I've parked the car in the corner.
Yeah, good.
Walked onto the oval. I'm standing behind the tree.
So you'd be on a tree.
I'm behind a tree just looking around the corner.
I'm going to play it smart here, mate. Smart was not going.
Anyway, right. I'm standing behind the tree, and next thing I hear, Pop, go home! Go home, Pop! She's come from behind the classroom, but right in me, go home, Pop! I'm
did
nervous.
You just...
you embarrassed me, Pop. Go home. Okay, Coach. I'll see
you. What were you doing behind a tree?
Well, I didn't want her to see me, but she came behind the classroom. Go home, Pop. Go home, Pop.
He was being smart.
How'd she go?
Oh, the Seagulls crashed.
No, actually, when I was there, they were in front. And then when she came home and I'd gone, they ran second. So I said, I shouldn't have left.
That's beautiful.
Don't you talk to me, Pop. I'm not talking to you.
Now, Uncle Phil, you got a full house these days.
Oh, please.
What's happened?
I need a little bit of help from a couple of blokes. A couple of women anyway can help me. I figured when your kids grew up.
Right.
Eventually it got to the stage where they moved out.
Nice.
And you want them to get out and explore the world?
Yeah.
No, that's all changed. It's a new era, mate. They bring the partners in. So I've gone from four in the house to eight. And then we have another dog as well. So I may have to sell my house and buy a bigger house. I go, what's going on here?
So you started off with just you.
I went around to see Mum asking for some advice. And she goes, isn't that lovely that they want to stay with you?
So your daughters have brought the boyfriends.
They've
logged it. How many car parks you got this establishment?
Mate, I bought a four car. I can't get my car in there.
You have to park it down the road and walk home.
Good fun on
it. Jeez. You're the Partridge family.
Well,
you must be Shirley.
I'm going to sell. I'm moving in with KG.
Oh. You're moving in with me.
To quote you, that'd be smart.
I've got nowhere to live at the moment.
All right, he's on the show next, guys.
Come to my place, KG. Everyone else is.
Come on, mate. What's coming up next?
Look, we've got Marty Matner. We've got David King. We've got all the big names in the wide world of sport.
That's coming up very, very soon. Hope Channel 9 don't take that as a trademark infringement. It is Dead Set Legends for CMY Toyota. Triple M. 104.7 Triple M. It is Dead Set Legends back where it belongs. Saturday mornings, 9 a.m. with KG Jars and Phil Smythe filling in for Greg Blewett.
Yeah, good stuff, Haydo. Now, I heard you and Phil talking off air, and I was eardropping a little bit.
No, but
I need to get this out there to the family, because as you know, we're an open book here when we come on the show. You have not supported the Commonwealth Games here in Australia at the Gold Coast, and I was flabbergasted. You being a great, proud Australian and South Australian who loves their sport, you have not supported these Comm Games, yes or no?
No, I haven't.
Oh! Well, look, I said that to Phil in just having a chat.
In confidence.
I'm so disappointed in you.
Well, hang on. I'm disappointed in myself.
So what's wrong? What's happened?
I just can't get into them. I love my country. I love it.
No, you don't, because you're not even watching the kids participate in their bloody colours.
I just can't get into the Commonwealth Games.
It's not elite, is it? No. So you're not talking about Olympics, not talking about World Champions. So you
Olympics,
like it. You like the Commonwealth Games, but you're not in love with the Commonwealth Games.
No, I'm not in love. With the Olympic Games, I found myself sitting down compelled to watch it.
Right.
Couldn't wait to watch it. This, I'm lukewarm. I'm out of the room. Ooh. I'm in the room. The opening ceremony did nothing for me. Not one thing. I was so disappointed with that.
Well, what are you, Jazz? What do you want?
You slap me and you're hot and cold about it.
It's a second tier sporting event, isn't it?
Well, look, I reckon this is how it
plays
out. Now,
you've been there, you've done it.
Yeah, I haven't, but I reckon this is how it plays out. Most people last night are at home watching the Comm Games and flicking between the Carlton Collingwood game.
I didn't see
any of it. So, if you really switched in, you're just staying on the one channel, aren't you?
Correct.
I didn't really like the Commonwealth Games all that much. I've got to be honest about it. But then I saw what it did for a lot of athletes that don't get a chance to go and compete.
I understand that.
I then saw how it helped our swimmers prepare for being in village life for the Olympic Games. So there is some learning in it, but we don't see world records getting smashed. I think we saw one world record get set, but we haven't seen anything that we go, this is really big. 12,500 went to the swimming. But if you look around, a lot of the other events aren't drawing
Ticket sales have been slow. It's so, cost us billions.
Exactly.
And yet we're not bringing in new money.
Ashamed to say it. I wasn't going to mention it.
No, well, I had to mention it.
See?
All right. Well, the only thing I don't like, the only thing I don't like about it is that I don't like them giving gold, silver and bronze medals. I think they should be for Olympic events only. And the same with kids running a school. I think it's fantastic that they run. Mm. Give them a ribbon that says that they were the winner. I'm all for that. But I'm over people going, oh, I won a gold medal at the Masters Games, or I got a silver medal at the Comm Games.
Cole Chalmers swam his heart out for his country.
Fantastic.
Cole Chalmers, who won two gold medals within 2 hours.
I'm so proud.
And we're slapping him.
No, I'm not slapping him.
Yes, we are.
No, we're not slapping him.
And he's done all that sacrifice, all the hard work that these athletes put in.
We're not slapping him. Yes,
so you reckon he should have got two gold medals?
I beg your pardon? But he won those events, the 200 and 100.
I'm not slapping anyone that's won medals. I'm pleased for them. All I'm saying, and I am... to a degree, ashamed to say it, that I can't get into the Commonwealth Games like I thought I would.
Yeah.
The opening ceremony left me cold.
So should Adelaide bid for the Games in 2030?
Yes. No.
Yes.
No.
Well, absolutely.
Hang on. You just said get rid of the three medals, gold, silver, and bronze.
No, I said get rid of the medals. I didn't say get rid of the Games. Now, imagine the structures that get left behind in the Gold Coast.
What's it
going to
cost us?
That get left. Yeah, it costs money, but we won't do it otherwise.
It costs millions.
Otherwise, we won't do it. Can't get the government to do anything, mate. So I'm saying you have a Commonwealth Games.
So we might as well not bid for them.
Well, then let's
because there's a strong push for it.
So let's get rid of the tour down under. Then that took a while before it grew.
Hang on, you can't.
So you don't reckon that the Commonwealth Games are going to bring in fans from all around the world? Huge exposure for Adelaide. So the tourism industry that comes with the Commonwealth Games and then comes after.
All right. So what we're going to do with Adelaide Oval that only holds 50? We've got to actually put a stadium or. An extension
put a roof
around
on
down at the northern end.
Here we go.
So we've got to put a 40,000 seat around the northern end.
Out again then.
Why do we have to do that?
Well, because 50,000. Well, what was the Carrara? What they hold on the opening
ceremony?
Who gives
a stuff like Carrara? Yeah.
And the Athletics.
Don't mention Carrara in the same breath.
Where are you going to put the Athletics? Where do you build all that?
That's what I'm saying. We have to build the venues. Aren't they great for after?
Let's throw it up into the Triple M family. Let's show it up.
Are they still relevant or a waste of taxpayers' money?
There you go.
133353.
Are they still relevant? Is that the word?
Yeah, relevant. Is it still relevant?
Or was it a waste of taxpayers' money?
You're saying it's not.
No.
Phil's saying it's, okay. And I'm
sitting on the fence.
I'm yes and no.
Yeah, oh, you wait till you ask his questions later.
I respect how these athletes have sacrificed their whole lives to represent our country, and I applaud them for that.
Well, I applaud the athletes.
No, but you're not watching them, mate.
No, I can't get into it. 1-3-3-5-3, that's our number. Are they pertinent or are they a waste of money? 1-3-3-5-3 is our number. Go to it.
For CMI Toyota.
Yes, our topic for our Triple M family is the Commonwealth Games a waste of time, or would you like to see Adelaide bid for them?
Well, if they're still relevant.
Are they still relevant?
Well, yeah, really, that's the question.
Yeah, it is.
You know, you're not watching it. No. Phil
bid
doesn't want to give away medals.
For it, boys. The infrastructure they leave after will be fantastic.
That
for
was
our state.
Second question. Should LA bid for the Comm Games? Yep. Yeah, let's go to Jack of Aldinga Beach. Jacko, welcome, mate.
How are you guys?
Good, Jack. What's your take?
I didn't get rid of them. I'll be honest. The other, you look at who's a Commonwealth nation these days that has a decent athletics program?
Wow. Yeah. England? The Poms do, don't they?
Yeah, England.
Well, Usain Bolt wouldn't do too bad when he was running.
I don't want to devalue the athletes' performances, but I just can't sit down and watch it. I don't know why. It's terrible. So you don't want them, Jack?
I think winning 36 medals in 2 days highlights the fact that we're not competing against anyone.
Yeah. Can't argue with that.
Price to Jack, please.
We'll send him along to the Supercross as well, coming out the DeWalt SSX Australian Championship, Australia's newest and most extreme motorsport. Details at sxsracing.com.
Well done, Haydo. That was a lot of S's in there.
Yeah, it was.
Bloody good you are.
I get a dollar for every S. Yeah.
You should get changed, show. George of Nord. G'day, George of Nord.
How are we going, boys? All right.
Good, George.
Look, I say bring them on. I mean, it's gonna bring some brilliant infrastructure. You know, I mean, you look at the whole debate with Adelaide United as well. This is a chance for them to get a new stadium, providing they can slowly build something. And even Tennis South Australia, they get something going for the weightlifting, for the little sport. I mean, we can turn this into a multinational thing here. You know, the 36 is getting the city. I say bring it on. You know, we need some infrastructure going on. Our sports teams here are lacking, and this is the only way, apart from the footy, that is. This is the only way we're going to get it done. I'm telling you.
Good call, right. George. I'm with George.
Yeah, Phil Smythe, the Generals are with you, mate. Yeah. Let's go to Adam of Glenunga. G'day, mate.
Yeah, morning, boys. I've watched about 20 minutes of the Comm Games. Haven't been able to get into it.
No.
Congratulations. They've been fantastic, but we're not competing against anybody. And really, let's put all our efforts into our two great events, Tour de Under and also Adelaide 500. Look, if we turn turn our backs on that sort of stuff and don't improve it each year, we're going to have the Vicks and also New South Wales pinching them.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, we need to concentrate on focusing on making those bigger and better.
Yeah,
and
Adam,
really make
on.
It our own.
Yeah. Adam, you're spot
surely
on.
Surely we're good enough to have more than two events.
Well, we are, but
Adam's saying.
He's saying the Tour Down Under and the Clips. The 500 is so
the
big,
V8s
and they are.
And V8s the
are we don't have to lose focus on improving those, can't we, Ed?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and we should be. Trevor Fairview Park. G'day, Trev.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Good, Trev.
You good, boys?
Yep.
Look, I've got to say to you that I reckon at the end of the day, we've got to keep it real simple. We got a lot of infrastructure that's happened in this state. We got a lot of money that's out on that at the moment, and we need to focus on what we're doing really well already.
Yep.
And let's do it better.
Yep.
Look, in regards to the Comm Games, I got to say, not for Adelaide. Turned it off a bit. But I reckon here's the thing. The girls, Kate and Bronte, both said after their swim, hey, you know, this is great practice for Tokyo. So I reckon there's the clue.
Yeah, well, there you go.
There's the clue.
That's a very good point, Trevor.
Yep.
Very good point. Actually, that's exactly how I'm thinking.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's good preparation to learn how to village life, how to prepare for tournaments. So part is a bonus for us.
But it's not compelling viewing, is it? And
I'm ashamed to say that.
But I can't believe we said. No, I 20 odd years ago we weren't saying this.
No, I know.
We were riveted to the TV in the Comm.
I watched the Rio Olympics.
Is it we don't have any real big names to watch at the Comm Games?
Cole Chalmers is a pretty big name. Campbell Sister's pretty big name. Swimming kind of gets us going.
Yeah.
But once the swimming drops off, we start to lose interest, don't we?
One of our callers hit the nail on the head for me. Who are we competing against?
New Zealand are pretty tough in the cycling.
Yeah, I know, but it's not the world stage. It's just
Canada.
Just doesn't grab me. I'm ashamed to say it. Yeah, right. We've got Wayne there, have we, Jazz?
I do the calls. Wayne of Norwood. G'day, Wayne.
G'day, guys. How are you?
G'day, buddy. Sorry, mate.
Yes, Wayne.
If you guys had some kids that were up-and-coming athletes,
yep.
You would want them to go to the Commonwealth Games and you would be there following them.
Exactly.
And mm-hmm. cheering them on.
Yes, yep. We would.
The competition is an inaugural part of all these athletes getting through to Olympic Games.
Yep. Yeah, that's a good point.
What you're saying is it's irrelevant. It's ridiculous.
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is...
And it's not good viewing. I mean, look at the cycling. They've broken world records.
Yeah, I can't get into it.
That's your problem.
Oh, it is my
problem.
If
it was cricket or football, it'd be a different matter.
No, that's not fair. All I'm saying is that I'm probably wrong because I'm comparing it with the Rio Olympics, who I found compelling to watch. I was riveted to the TV. With the Commonwealth Games, I'm not, because I just feel as though, who are we beating?
But we've got to respect these young athletes who put their heart and soul, they've sacrificed everything to represent our country.
I have great respect for the athletes.
We should be supporting them.
But I can't tell a lie. I can't say I'm sitting there riveted to the TV. I'm not.
Yeah, Wayne makes a good point. If it was your kids, you'd be supporting,
no
you'd
doubt.
Be behind
I'll
it.
Be proud
and
as
the, it's an opportunity for the minor sports to get some recognition.
I'm not having a crack at the athletes.
The problem that we face is that we want to see Australia against the rest of the world. Not Australia against the Commonwealth. I think if you accept it for what it is, and that's why you're not watching it, because you're just watching bits and pieces.
So, like they said, these athletes, this is the stepping stone for...
Com Games, into the world.
Into the world, and into the Olympics.
Japan.
On Twitter, we've got a poll up, and 51% of people saying that the Commonwealth Games are a waste of money for South Australia. 49% are saying that they're relevant. This is splitting hairs right down the middle. You can keep your say going on Twitter at Triple M Adelaide, 1-333-5.
Just by the way, Jas, thanks for bringing it up, old son. I'm just having a quiet cup of coffee with my mate.
Stick around. We're going to catch up with David King, Fox footy expert.
Through to the key that went.
All right. Regarding today's big game, Port Adelaide and
Brisbane. Couldn't care less.
Crows v. St Kilda, which could be a danger game, you're saying.
What are you saying?
Crows v. St Kilda tonight. You think it's a danger game?
Well, there'll be a response from St Kilda. They were pathetic.
Well, we'll ask David King.
Was that one in confidence or not? Were you telling me that one in confidence?
There was a definite nick there that went.
It wasn't Nick Cato.
For CMI Toyota. For CMI Toyota, it is Dead Set Legends on Triple M, back where it belongs, 9 a.m. Saturday morning, and you can watch every game of every round live in HD with no ad breaks during play on Fox Footy Channel 504 on Foxtel.
Good on you, Hayden. Let's talk to one of the best in the business. Fox Footy's David King joins us. Kingy, thanks for your time on a Saturday. Welcome.
Morning, boys.
Port Adelaide, they cannot underestimate, the St Kilda Football Club, the Brisbane Lions today, Adelaide Oval. The Lions are starting to develop some nice talent there.
Well, they are, but let's be honest, they're not in the same weight class as what Port Adelaide are. I mean, they've found some great form at the moment. They've been super tough. Ollie Wines has just been the incredible Hulk in tight, hasn't he? And, that game last week was probably the game of the round. A win that Port Adelaide had to make a statement with, and they did. The Lions have been good. They had a 15 to 20 minute patch last week against the D's that put a bit of a scare into them, but they're not in the same class. So I'd expect the job to get done pretty early today.
Gee, David, I'm so impressed with Kenny Hinkley, the way that he's moulded this side. Like the young defensive side, defensive players last week were magnificent. His use of Charlie Dixon's been outstanding. I think Kenny Hinkley's done a fantastic job with Port Adelaide.
He has, and he doesn't often get a lot of credit for his coaching, Kenny. I think that, tactically people don't sell him well publicly. I was showing some vision today on Fox Footy in the pre-match that'll just highlight the use of his defenders to guard Buddy Franklin as a group.
Yep.
And not worry and not be beaten by what you know.
Exactly.
And Buddy was coming off kicking eight the week before, and it was just a masterstroke how he did it. The Swans didn't have the answers both on field and in the coach's box, so I think we have to sit back and give Kenny some credit for what he's done.
Well, I agree, David, wholeheartedly. No doubt about that.
Hey, Dave, a couple of weeks ago, one of the past players of the Port Adelaide Footy Club fired a shot at Travis Boak, saying that he didn't think he should be captain of the Port Adelaide Footy Club. Your thoughts on that?
No, look, I think right now in the competition, strong leadership is mirroring the form of the team. Although Boak was outstanding in that third quarter last week. And you know what? Sometimes a little barb doesn't go astray. I mean, coaches love to have their players challenged by external people because it just you just find out who's got the character to handle that
yep.
and step forward and be able to separate what's important and what's not. It doesn't really matter what people say. It's all about actions when you're a leader. And Travis answered in the perfect way last weekend.
Yep. Mm. Buddy, the Crows take on St Kilda tonight at Etihad Stadium. Obviously, Tommy Lynch comes back in with Richie Douglas. What can we expect from the St Kilda Football Club, who were putrid last week against their opponents?
Oh, no, meek against the Kangas. It was a horrible watch. Probably the worst game of footy I've seen for a long time. Yeah. But you know, all the talk is about St Kilda coming out full of fire and brimstone and going to be as tough as ever.
Yeah.
I tell you what, if the Adelaide Crows, and you start listening to that, and come out and wait to see what St Kilda are going to throw at you, you're kidding yourself.
Yep.
They're going to come out. They're a contender this year, as they were last. And they're going to come out and say, OK, you're not in our class. You're here to play with the big boys now and actually put their foot on the throat of the Saints. If they can weather the first 15 to 20 minutes of footy, I think they'll go on and have a strong win. But this is about the Adelaide Crows getting a job done. These are games you've got to win if you're going to be a top four team.
Exactly. David, I'm amazed that I was listening to Melbourne Radio yesterday and I was amazed that there's been a strong push, evidently, for the AFL to consider having three AFL grand finals. Can you believe that?
No, I think one of the great uniquenesses of our game is the fact that it's all about one day.
Exactly.
You know, it's all about delivering under the scrutiny of a one-off performance. I mean, everyone would love to have another opportunity at a poor grand final, but you don't get it. That's what builds reputations. It's what makes our game so special. It's at the MCG. Yes, that's a difficulty for teams that travel. I get that, or the interstate teams. But you got to win at the MCG, and you got to win on that last Saturday in September. If you can't do that, who cares?
Yeah, what we're talking about here, Kingy, at the moment is forming a committee. Jars, yourself, KG, and a couple of other blokes, because just have a committee for a committee to make a committee. What do you think of super committee?
Well, Jars and the boys you're talking about there, let's be honest, they were keen just to have the one grand final because that meant your footy trip rolled around a lot earlier than put that a fortnight.
Yeah, you're right. do you agree with some of the names on that new super committee?
Oh, yeah, look, we could probably get Ricky Nixon in. We could probably get Rory Capper on board.
You're not a fan.
I'm not sure what Cars is doing at the moment. We'll see if we can get on board. Get this joint really rolling.
Mate, before you how the new guys fitting in, Nick Revolt and Robbie Murphy and you at Fox Footy, how are they going, buddy?
They've been great. They give us a different angle. I mean, Bob, I don't know what Bob's saying half the time. He's too smart for me, but... Nick Riewoldt, I think what Nick Riewoldt done, he's come in and broken the game down really well in a way that you can understand, and there are things you don't necessarily see. And as soon as they educate us, away we go again. Oh, I've loved acquisitions.
Yeah.
Looking forward to seeing Bob's new show over the next few weeks. again, you'll have to sit down and explain to me what he's talking about.
David, thanks for your time. Love listening to you. All the best, David. We appreciate David.
Let me know about this committee.
Yeah. You're on, mate. You're on with Cuz and a couple of other boys.
Fox Footy's David King on Triple M.
Watch every game of every round live in HD with no ad breaks during play on Fox Footy Channel 504 on Foxtel. 104.7 Triple M. It's Dead Set Legends back where it belongs. Saturday, 9 a.m. for CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer. And we're going to be at the Oval live from 12:30. Port v Brisbane with Ditz, Louis, Yater, and Biggles.
Good on your head, Austin. Port will absolutely smash Brisbane there.
Yep.
Absolutely smash them.
Yep.
No doubt about that. Hey, fellas, talking cricket, can you believe in this debacle of this ball tampering drama that the three players and the coach are gone and nobody else?
No, I can't.
Disgusting. Can you believe
disgusting.
It?
Disgusting.
It is.
The whole thing is handled really badly from day one, Cage. They should have taken a breath, done their investigation, and then handed out the penalties.
To the players.
Why is it just the players?
It can't be just the
players. Can't just be the players. Oh, I want to know. Mate, I'm going to ask you about this guy, Cage. Let me ask you about this guy. Pat Howard. He's originally appointed in 2011 as General Manager of Team Performance. He's now the High Performance Manager. If he's not under some heat, I want to know why.
Well, part of his charter is to oversee these sort of things and make certain it doesn't happen.
100% right. So he hasn't done his job, has he?
No, he hasn't done his job
at
all.
Have you heard his name mentioned?
James Sutherland's got to be under the microscope.
He's been there 17 years as the CEO of Cricket Australia.
He's got to be under the pump.
But he's made
time.
Money. They're going well, aren't they?
I don't get it. It's not just about making money.
TV rights is coming up soon.
Look what's happened to the game, the image of the game of cricket. This has been smouldering now for so long. The lack of accident in the first test in South Africa, when they should have suspended de Kock and Warner for a match, it's ridiculous.
Now, the chairman of Cricket Australia, David Peavers, is it? David Peavers?
Peaver.
Well, as you know, there's an independent review going to be conducted. Yeah. This is what he had to say.
James Sutherland's position is not under review. No. He continues to retain the full support of the board. In respect of my own position, no, I don't intend to step down. That hasn't been suggested by the board. Our task now is to work through this problem and make sure that we come through it and cricket comes through it much more strongly.
He is the problem, isn't he?
Well, it smells already. Well, how can it be independent?
Well, it can't be.
How can it be independent? I just looked up the word independent. Free from outside control, not subject to another's authority. He's just come in and said, well, we're okay. We're doing a review, but our jobs are okay.
We're safe.
So, well, hang on a minute. Kays, you're all right. Jars, you're all right. Phil, you have to go. Hutto, you're terrific, mate. Well, the review's over.
Well, how come no official has been sanctioned over this drama?
You know what it shows, Cage? What it's showing is the great divide that happened back in the dispute over the salary of the players.
Players.
Divided the group. Mm. Players over here, admin over here. Green. Now something's hit the fan and players are still over there, admin's over there. They've got to take some responsibility. Someone in that organisation, be it the high performance manager, be it the CEO, has got to take as much responsibility as Steve Smith and Boof and all the other blokes took. Because it happened under their watch.
This has been simmering now for months and years, where the sledging, they've crossed the line too many times and no accident. And somebody within the official part of Cricket Australia have to cop
so
on the neck.
Where does that – so Steve Smith ever captain Australia when he comes back?
No.
Is it gone? Is it too late, Cage?
Well, it's too late.
So who are they going to look at then? I don't think you can have a wicket keeper being your Australian captain, can you?
He's done a fantastic job.
Tribute young man.
See, what, Stephen Smith, 31?
No, Steve Smith's only 29.
28.
Well, he's out for 12 months.
Yep.
He can't captain the side.
For another 12 months.
For another 2 years.
That makes him 30.
So, no, you've got to go forward.
What about the coaching situation now that Boof's stepped down? Who would you think? Dizzy Gillespie.
Let's not go any further.
I'd have no qualms with Dizzy Gillespie. Yeah. I'd have no qualms with Ricky Ponting. I'd have
but
no
they're not going to get it.
I have no qualms with Justin Lang. I could get it.
Justin Lang is the one, I reckon.
Well, he's the one that straightened WA out. He went over there and they were in all sorts of
Who's
trouble.
Who's got the better record coaching?
Dizzy.
Boys? Yeah. So we're talking about let's get a coach, let's get someone they respect. I'm not saying they don't respect Justin or Ricky Ponting, but I don't reckon Ricky's got any runs on the board yet.
The captaincy is the interesting one. Very interesting. Where do they go to from here?
How are they going to fix this?
There's
friendships being destroyed.
The culture is rotten. It'll take Cricket Australia a long time to get
but
over
we've
this.
We've still got the chairman and we've still got the CEO.
So it's not an independent review, is it?
Not at all. No. Not at all.
It's nearly an internal review.
Really?
There you go.
Yeah. See, it makes a mockery of the whole thing. It just leaves you with a bad taste in your mouth, honestly. Fear, I've had enough.
It's Dead Set Legends for Sebi Toyota, Triple M. For Sebi Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer. Dead Set Legends, Killers Live, handpicked by Jars. We're going to send you to them May 8th. Listen out next week. We've got Port v Brisbane at Adelaide Oval from 12:30 when Triple M rocks footy.
Good on you, Haydos.
Good on you, Haydos.
KG and Phil, let's talk Sandful football, which is dear to our heart.
Well,
two-time premiership coach. He's a ripping fellow. I caught up with him last week at a past players function at the Adelaide Crows. And Marty Matner joins us from the Sturt Footy Club. G'day, Marty Moose.
Morning, boys. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Marty.
Beautiful.
You've won two in a row. Mm. What about the pressure now to make it 3 out of 3? Do you feel any pressure on you,
Marty?
Well, it was a lot easier winning that first game of the year than like last year. Yeah. There is a bit of pressure, I guess, from outside. Internally, we still look at what we need to do this year. And one of those things was get a better start than last year. So we definitely got that old ball rolling with a good win over Norwood last week at the parade.
Yeah, it was a good game.
Hey, Marty, you talk about a better start this year, and it was a good game out at Norwood. Last year was hard for you. It was a slow start to the season. What'd you do different this pre-season to the pre-season before to get off to a better start?
I think we
we probably changed up our training a bit to try and be better prepared early. We played a trial a lot earlier this year than we did last year, trying to get our players ready for round one. We're probably a bit slow starting last year in terms of that. A few injuries as well, so, you know, modified a few guys to try and make sure they're ready for round one as well. I guess it's one of those learning experiences with a new coach and into a new program. I know we're quite successful, but it's still learning a lot of new things from the group and the club as well.
Beautiful day for football. Peter Motley Oval will be jam-packed with the Sturt faithful. The Adelaide Crows, they got three or four good ins today. They were very ordinary last week, Marty Moose. So you'll expect some sort of fire back from the Crows lineup today?
Yeah, definitely. They probably, looking at the results and the sort of stats last week, they got beaten pretty convincingly in clearances and inside 50. So I think with the players they've got back, they'll definitely, you know, Hanson's a quality player as well, and Riley Knight, I think it's Polky, the other one in. So those three are definitely to add to depth their midfield, and we're gonna have to have another real battle on our this weekend.
Muddy, have you lost any players from the side last year?
We had a couple, like two retirements. So we had Scott McMahon and Corey Beard retire.
Yep.
And then we Pat Wilson got drafted to the Crows. So and then we lost a lot of young kids, but actually, we got Shane McAdam who. Playing at Scotch Hall Collegians last year. We sort of knew about him midway through last year.
Yep.
So we knew about him. And, yeah, we feel like our junior development program, you know, we're really, really big on the kids coming through. And, we've had a lot of kids, you know, play junior footy at the club who've gone on to play league footy. And that's our goal, I guess, at the moment. Yeah, 18th won the grand final last year. The reserves won the grand final. So I guess it's pretty good. And, this year was more about giving opportunity to players that are at the club.
Hey, Marty, you talked about you changed up your pre-season, but when you've had success, how much do you tinker with into this year from the system that won it for you last year?
I guess that's a big question. We probably haven't done much because we think what we do is pretty good and it works quite well, but I guess you just tweak a few different little things and try some things. You know, we've changed up, I guess, some drills and some training, venues and stuff like that to do a few different things. But again, we think we're pretty good at what we do, and the structure of the club is, you know, we're really happy with how it's working. And I guess it's just improving what we already got going at the moment.
Marty, before we let you go, no doubt you'll unfurl the 2017 flag at the game today.
So it's going to be a good day tomorrow at Unley. A big crowd there tomorrow, and hopefully the people will get out there and support it. And there's pretty big things going on at the footy club with the redevelopment under the Odie Grandstand.
Sensational.
So, the club's in a pretty good position at the moment, and hopefully we unveil the flag tomorrow and have a good win.
Well, Marty, thank you for your time. All the best for the year. Let's hope you can make it 3 out of 3. You've done a wonderful job. Everybody's done a wonderful job with the Sturt Footy Club.
Good luck tomorrow, mate.
All the best for tomorrow,
guys.
Marty.
Good on you, Marty.
Marty Mountain, he's done a wonderful job. Because they're about to close their doors, the Sturt Footy Club.
That's a long time to build a reputation as a coach. Do you reckon Marty Moose is a good name for a bloke that's trying to build his reputation?
Like Marty Moose.
Marty Moose.
And can you do your homework? The game's tomorrow, today.
I just realised then.
Who wants the fans getting there early?
Next, rapid-fire questions from Jars that the boys have to answer. Cannot fence it, and it's live next. Ooh. Triple M. 104.7 Triple M. It's Dead Set Legends for CMI Toyota at 12:30 today. Port v Brisbane from Adelaide Oval. Ditz, Louis, Yater and Biggles on the call when Triple M rocks footy.
On Triple M's Dead Set Legends.
You don't have to answer that question.
It's Q&A.
I'll answer the question.
The big questions.
You want answers?
The straight answers.
I want the truth!
Yes, boys, Phil Smythe and KG. Here
big
we go.
Jack.
KG, Port Adelaide and the Adelaide Crows showdown. Should it be played on Good Friday next year?
No. I don't like footy on Good Friday.
Phil Smythe, is Prince Charles a stuck-up snob?
Yep.
KG, would you date Camilla Parker Bowles?
What?
Would you date Camilla Parker Bowles? Yes or no?
No chance.
Phil Smythe, is Buff Lehman's legacy tainted?
Shouldn't be.
Well, yes or no? Is it? Yeah or not? No,
yeah.
Not. Okay.
I'm Phil a big
Smythe,
fan.
Who will win the Masters?
Who will win the Masters?
Oh, that's what I just asked you, mate.
At least we'll...
it's not going to be Tiger Woods.
KG, yep. Has the Australian cricket team become too nice on field in that last test?
No, I think Tim Payne, the short time he's been captain, has handled the situation superbly, and I'd like to see him get on a permanent basis.
Phil Smythe, why won't you coach in the NBL again? Is it greed or ego?
No, it's neither of those, mate. I said I'd coach Adelaide, and that'd be it for me, and so far so good.
KG, what would you name your boat if you had one?
KG.
Phil Smythe, what celebrity would you rate as a perfect 10?
Sandra Bullock.
KG, which AFL coach will be sacked first in 2018?
Young Bolton.
Phil Smythe, are Australian cricket players' reputations ruined after the scandal? And is there more than three players involved?
No more than three players involved, but certainly the reputations are tarnished.
KG,
yes.
Is Australian batting in crisis?
No, it's not in crisis.
Is the batting in crisis?
No, I said no. It whooped my mouth.
They can't make a run, mate.
It's not in crisis.
The middle order can't make a run. We don't have a bloody number three.
We won the first test match. What's happened with this drama? It was fully expected. No, it's not in crisis.
Phil Smythe, who's the better AFL coach, Don Pike or Ken Hinckley? Hurry up.
Pikey's taking his team to a grand final, so I'll say Pikey.
Okay, KG, who's the better captain, Trav Boak or Tex Walker?
Oh, one captain's cricket, Travis Boak.
Look, I love Tex.
Phil Smythe, is cybersex classed as cheating?
Yeah.
What is cyber sex?
Yeah.
Oh, no, don't. Keep moving.
What are you talking about?
KG, yeah. Can you howl like a hungry wolf?
Ooh. Want to know one?
I can't understand why Bluey needed time off.
Phil Smythe, who's the best basketball he ever coached or played with?
Luke Longley.
KG, what would you do if a male or female answered the door nude?
Well, if a female answered it, I'd put my head over and run.
Smythe.
What do you got for me,
Smythe? Phil Smythe, last one, yes or no. Did KG try and have you sacked as a 36ers coach?
Oh,
yes
absolutely.
Or no?
No, he didn't.
Well done, Bob Wade. Well done.
That is Q&A.
That's it, baby.
If you've got a question you want Charles to ask, don't bother. He doesn't let anyone else write the question.
I am seriously still trying to get the vision of KG going out with Camilla out of her head. It's just not going where it should.
Unbelievable. Yeah,
fair dinkum.
Okay.
Yeah, right, keep going. Hey, are we finishing up?
We are.
Just a yes or no answer. Quickly, can Gazer win the premiership this year?
We'll have a crack at it.
Right.
Port Adelaide and St Kilda. Brisbane Lions.
Port Adelaide and the Crows.
Okay, Phil?
Yeah, same.
Okay, hope you've enjoyed it. We'll catch you next week. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
The Dead Set Legends, the best way to kickstart your Saturday. And check out CMI Toyota for the best range of new and demo Toyota in stock. 104.7 Triple M.